wall or fence is made out of loose stone or rock? You ever seen anything like that?
I don't think so.
Stone wall, stone fence?
I mean, if I saw something made out of stone, I'd just call it a stone wall, I guess, or wall.
Okay. I'll ask you about some utensils. Say the stuff that your mother's best dishes would be made out of, that would be her best.
China.
Yeah. You ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
Made out of china?
Maybe a thing that a farmer would use to fool his hen in the lathe.
I don't think so.
Or just something for decoration. Might have on your knick-knack shelf.
I think I've seen them around Easter before. China egg.
The what?
China egg.
Yeah. All right, what about, talking about containers, what would you use to carry water in? Maybe if you're going to get something from a well.
A bucket.
Okay. What about if you were going out to milk a cow, what would you take with you?
Bucket or a pail.
What's the difference?
I don't guess there is any.
You would use them either way? Would make any difference? When you think of a bucket or a pail, do you think of one being made of a certain thing and the other different, or what?
No, sir.
When you think of a bucket, what would it be made out of?
It could be made out of plastic or galvanized steel.
Same thing for pail?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What would a kind of thing a farmer might use, a farmer's wife, to keep around the kitchen or close by? She might throw scraps in and dish water for the hogs.
A slop bucket?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And something that she would use to fry a piece of ham or fry bacon in?
Skillet.
Or is that called anything else?
Frying pan.
Ever heard of an old-fashioned one with legs that people use for cooking in the fireplace?
No, sir.
Okay. Have you ever seen, maybe out in the country, in somebody's yard, one of these great big black containers? One of these big black pots you might use for boiling cloves or potatoes or something like that in?
Seen it on the hillbillies.
What would you call something like that?
I don't know.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word wash pot?
On the hillbillies.
Call it what?
On the hillbillies, I've heard wash pot.
Wash pot. But just on TV or something like that.
I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah. Well, say a container that a woman would use for, if she were heating some tea, something with a spout, you call that a tea.
Teapot.
Anything else?
No, sir.
What about a kettle?
Yeah, a kettle would be.
Good teapot, tea kettle, either one?
Same thing.
Okay. And a container that you could use to put cut flowers in, you know, in the house, that would be it.
Like a flower vase?
Mm-hmm. Would it be, what would you call one that you would use to grow flowers in?
Flower pot.
Would that ever be found inside?
Yeah, flower pot. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Okay. Talking about utensils that you eat with, common utensils you use.
Knife, fork, spoon.
Mm-hmm. And the plural of knife, you say you have a set of steak.
Knives.
Mm-hmm. And after you get through with a meal, say your mother has to do what to the dishes?
Wash them.
Yeah. And to get the soap off of you, say she does what?
Rinses them.
Okay. Do you have any idea what you call the